for Walmart.
Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
Brian is on it. I mean, the name of this song? Return of the Mac.
That's right.
Return of the Mac.
Which fits very nicely with our 15-year-old Adam.
Big Hello. B in there is happening. Hey, Adam, Bill, a listener of the show, writes in through email, says, I love you guys, and am well-traveled professional speaker and consultant. Did I read that right?
Yeah.
Really turned off when you bash Adam and Apple. What a new line, bashing Adam's Apple. Now, here's the part. This is what qualifies him to be a Mac militant. After 21 years with a Mac, I'm on my sixth one and never had a crash or problem. Never! Not one single problem ever!
Nice.
I've never had a problem with my Mac.
In the meantime, I've tried PCs three times and have trashed all three.
Yeah.
Come on, folks. We already said the Macs are more stable and the Apple operating system and why and all that stuff. But when you make statements like never...
Never and always are dangerous words.
Never, ever, ever.
Ever, ever,
in 21
ever.
Years, you've never, ever? Or
wait a minute,
are we,
wait a, have Macs been around for 21 years?
Doesn't matter. We don't even want to challenge that.
Okay.
But maybe we're blocking out what we consider to be a problem. Adam, where you been, Bubba?
Technical difficulties.
Well, now our man Adam out in... Glendale, who reports to us every week from the field, from the trenches, from the real world.
From Glendale.
If you can call it the real world.
You're going to tell us what's happening. By the way, Adam is now a freshman in high school.
He's keeping it real.
And we're going to get him a date. When's the next...
Maybe a date with the look-alike to the EverQuest babe.
There you go. Is there like a prom or something coming up that we can...
Almost actually a couple weeks ago.
So did we miss out on our opportunity this year?
Yeah.
Okay, so next year we're going to have win a date with Adam. What do you think?
That's a heck of a prize.
Oh, great.
Nobody over 30, though, can apply.
Right. Well, actually, probably nobody over 18 should apply.
Yeah, nobody over...
Right.
I'm just thinking.
Over 17.
Adam can handle an older lady. He'll be all right.
What's going on in the world in the trenches out in Glendale, Bubba?
Okay, now that I'm over that.
Red-faced and ready to go.
If you guys are talking a little bit about Apple before, like right in the very beginning of the show about how the new version of Apple Tiger came out.
Yes.
I haven't had an opportunity to play with that. But I do know a few people that have already got it, and they've played with it, and they love it. Other than a couple, you know, a few little incompatibility problems, but
yeah,
that
they're minor.
Happens.
But that's not a problem in the world of Apple.
No, it's not a problem.
Never.
When something doesn't work,
not a problem.
We're willing to overlook that.
That's a feature.
Actually, I got a call from a corporate customer that was trying to use their Cisco VPN software.
Yeah.
Turns out, very clearly, it's saying it's not going to work. They're having some compatibility issues.
That's a feature, not a problem.
It's a feature. So you know what? It's nice to know. You know, Microsoft gets bashed in the media every time they come out with a new version about, oh, this is you're heretics. None of this stuff works, and you're burning in hell. Whatever.
Never gotten a virus either.
So what's your recommendation for somebody that's considering updating?
Well, most general programs, just little things, you know, your games, your word processors should work just fine with Tiger. But if you're running anything, you know, corporate VPN software, anything bigger, better, special, you might want to check at their website, see if they have anything about the compatibility with Tiger, and if it's not compatible, see if there's going to be any updates soon for it.
So the thousands, nay, millions of applications that are made for Macs, you may have problems with a few of them.
Yeah.
Well, anything's possible. Well, it goes back to our adage, you know, we end the show every week with, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So why the need to update to Tiger? Well, Tiger's more stable and more compatible. That's what I was seeing in the press.
But wait a minute. Wait, more stable than an operating system that never has a problem?
I don't know.
How is there such a thing?
Now it really, really never has a problem. No, so, but the main thing about Tiger is that it has a lot of additions to it. It does have a lot more stability, but it's got like the new Spotlight search feature for your documents and programs and files.
Google Desktop. Google Desktop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got the cool dashboard feature that lets you hit a key on your keyboard and see different things, clocks, weather stats, sports, stocks, all kinds of different stuff.
Now you can buy one of those scientific clocks you put on your wall for $6 that does that.
No.
No.
No, this is different.
Yeah,
no.
Your $6 clock can't have an English to other language translator on it.
Babblefish.
Maybe.
All right, so what else is going on besides this Apple nonsense?
Nonsense, yeah.
Hey, by the way, hey Adam, speaking of Apple nonsense, I wanted to let you know I've downloaded and I'm playing with Pear PC and yeah. OS 10.2 and 10.3 to
right.
see if, you know,
right.
I can make your day. But go ahead.
Well, Adobe...
No, go ahead.
Adobe just released their Creative Suite 2 suite, which comes with a bunch of new updates to their applications like Photoshop, the very popular, very powerful photo editor, Illustrator for making graphics, and some other web design software and such.
They just purchased Macromedia, too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did. They're going to get a lot of stuff out of that.
Yeah, if you're really into digital photography and you've never gone to Adobe's website...
You're crazy.
Well, the cool thing is you can download trial versions of
right.
just about anything that'll
yeah,
work for like 30 days.
You can download a 30-day tryout of just about any piece of software.
Yeah, because some of that stuff gets pretty expensive. But, man, if you're really into this stuff, I mean, there's really not a better suite of tools out there.
What about MS Paint?
Yeah.
I hope you've graduated from MS Paint.
Yeah, I just did. I went from Paint up to Paint Shop, and from Notepad to WordPad. Professional tools, my friend, make all the difference in the world.
Anything going on the hardware front?
Well, something I just noticed. I have the, as a lot of you know, I have the Palm Zire 31 model Palm PDA. You can use it as a TV remote.
And how's that?
As a lot of you know, nobody knows that, Adam.
Well, I've been pimping it for the last 2 weeks.
No. He knows about we know about the Zire. We don't know about the TV remote. What's it take to be able to turn it into a... Like, I've got a Palm phone. Is that the same kind of thing?
It would work on that.
Really? I'm going to try it. What do I do?
You go to palmsource.com, where you can download a lot of Palm programs, applications. You get the Novi remote program. You download it.
Spell that for me.
Novii remote.
Well, we'll put that in our follow-up newsletter.
All right. Yeah. And then you basically... You point your remote at it, and then you start, you know, you have a step-by-step thing about what you do to teach your Palm Pilot or Palm PDA how to use the same signals as your TV or
VCR
or DVD remote does.
I'm going to program my Palm phone with all this, and then I'm going to, like, drive my kids crazy because they're going to think I'm on the phone, and I'm actually, like, changing channels on them.
Yeah, I'm going to do that to my parents. my mom's
Oh, no, Mom. He was just kidding.
Just
he's not going to do that.
Yeah.
Adam, what did you say? It was Palm First?
Palm Source. Palm Source.
Palm Source.
The source for Palm software.
Stuff. Right, for all things Palm.
Yeah. The reason Matt's asking is he's furiously writing so that in our follow-up newsletter, for those of you that are interested in
Mom
pulling this off,
uh-oh.
We'll have links and tips on how to do this via our follow-up newsletter. So if you're not subscribed, do that now.
Yes.
Hey, Adam.
Right. Yeah.
Don't do that thing that you were talking about.
Yeah, I won't do that thing I was talking about.
What you need to say is, Ken, P-O-S.
Yeah, it's P-A-S. Parents are P-A-L, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Parents
yeah.
are listening. All right, buddy. Hey, thanks for chiming in.
No problem.
Appreciate it. I'm glad the technical difficulties were all taken care of.
Just in the nick of time.
I love that guy.
Yeah, I think it shows.
He's been growing up right here on this show. It's so much fun.
He's like one of our very own.
He is. Hey, by the way, if you have a digital camera,
I have one.
And you are big into digital music. You probably have a lot of digital content on your computer.
Ooh, me. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, something we see every day that you want to think about, and we're preparing a show with a lot of resources for you coming up here, but we see this all the time, and it's really sad. People that have 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 10,000 photographs on their computer, and they haven't backed it up in, 3 years?
Ever.
Actually, they've never backed it up.
Yeah.
As
long as you're a Mac, that's okay, because you'll never have a problem.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
But there really are only two kinds of hard drives, those that have crashed and those that are going to crash. So if you don't have a good backup scheme, especially for your digital photos, you might want to get working on that while you still can. And we're going to have a lot of information on how to do that. One of the things that we recommend you do is look at the new version of Picasa. If you go to Google's tools section or you just type in Picasa.com, you can go to version 2. It actually has a way to back up all your images that helps you, and it just says, okay, you need 4 or 5 CDs or whatever. If you don't want to deal with that, there are a host of programs and utilities out there. We've actually come up with a product called the Data Vault because most of our customers don't know where their stuff is, and they don't know how to back up. And frankly, human nature dictates that most people are lazy, so they're not going to. So this device will actually image your entire whole system.
It just backs up everything.
Every night, every
week,
whatever.
It's automatic, and you don't have to think. And
so make this your wake-up call. Make backup a priority here and put us out of the data recovery business, won't you?
I'm sure. I'm sure that'll happen.
It won't happen. It hasn't happened in 11 years. But anyway, you'll save yourself a lot of grief and time and especially a lot of money if you have critical data, if you take care of it now. So be warned. Be forewarned.
After the quick break that we're going to take right now, we're going to come back. We're going to talk to John, to Dave, to Navid, to Jeff, and to whoever else we can get to right here on the Computer Corner, News Radio 620 KTAR.